here at the, hey, the mic is on. We are here at the 2018 CUNA Lending Council here in beautiful Anaheim, California, right next to a little place called Disneyland. And look who I ran into, Mr. Christian Widholm from LendKey. How are you, sir?
Very well. How are you doing?
I'm doing all right. Thanks for asking. Appreciate it. How's the conference going? I know you've been in lots of meetings and stuff, but how's the conference going for you guys?
Well, I got to tell you, this is always my favorite conference of the year,
Oh, really?
Especially for what we do. Yeah. You know, we work with the lending teams very closely, and that's where our products bring a lot of value for them and their members. Mm-hmm. So this has always been my favorite conference, and the one that I think that we get the most out of, and I hopefully our, you know, the attendees get the most out of too. So.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, I've heard plenty of people walking through the halls. I've seen plenty of networking, and the content in the breakout sessions has been absolutely stellar as well. So lots of happy faces around here. So
absolutely.
It's good to exchange. And again, the networking has been, you know, second to none. So before we get into your topic at hand, any particular things that you were looking for to learn here, or just kind of soaking it all in?
Yeah. You know, we always like to come here, like you said, from the networking perspective, great opportunity to get in front of folks that we talk to and just continue those conversations and build those relationships, and it's a great conference for that.
Indeed. All right, topic at hand, Mr. Christian Widholm. Why credit need to be more involved in private student loan market? Why do they need to be more involved? What's going on here?
So I tell you, the biggest thing is that their members need it.
Yeah.
You know, you look at total student debt in the United States, and it's second only to mortgage debt. Mm-hmm. About $1.6 trillion in total debt outstanding. Average graduate is graduating with about $40,000 in debt. And the big thing, you always hear the headlines of, oh, there's a student debt bubble, or the defaults are very high. If you look at the actual numbers, only about 7 to 8% of that $1.6 trillion mm-hmm. is actually private student loans. The rest is actually through the federal government.
Oh, wow.
And the federal government has the ability to not underwrite loans. There's no cosigners. There's no underwriting. We call it the breathe and the mirror test. You fog it up, you get a loan. And obviously, in certain situations, those loans are not going to perform that well. What we've seen with our credit union partners since we've been doing this since 2009, originated about $2.5 billion worth of loans for them in the asset classes, is 95% of the in-school student loans are cosigned. And these are all underwritten from traditional credit underwriting perspective, mm-hmm. And generating a nice return over 7% for the credit union in terms of yield. So it is a great asset class, and we've also since expanded into refinance of student loans, and that's also been incredibly valuable for our clients, because mm-hmm. there's you got to get the money while you're in school, but after you graduate, you got to figure out how you're going to save a little bit, expand your cash flow, and better manage your expenses. And that's what's hurting a lot of folks that are graduating that need that relief. And mm-hmm. Getting a loan from a credit union to help them refinance is a way to do that.
Yeah, and graduating with that amount of debt, it's kind of like, it's great that you have the education and you probably get a nice job, but you're saddled with that debt, and it kind of keeps you from living life to the fullest at that point. You're kind of delaying things a little bit. Is that what you're finding as well?
Absolutely. And the funny thing about that too is that there's this study done. I don't want to misquote it, but so I won't say where it was. But I believe that they found that 30% of all people that refinanced their student loans within 12 months became first-time homeowners.
Oh, so great stat.
Yeah. You think about the ability for someone to actually, what are they doing it for? They want to free up their cash flow. They want to be able to save for that down payment. They want to be able to make sure they can afford what they're getting into. And for a credit union who's looking to have a lifelong relationship with a millennial Gen Z member, it's a great way for them to get that opportunity to open that door and immediately, hopefully, get a mortgage out of it. We just completed a research study with Cornerstone Advisors, and it's going to be published later this week, I believe. And some of the stats in that have been, surprising in a very good way. I couldn't believe some of the results of it, showing just how much the lifetime value is. I think it ranges from around $3,000 to $23,000 lifetime value to the credit union for people that are taking out education loans. Mm-hmm. The stats in particular that I found fascinating was, and these are people that don't have a relationship with the credit union.
Really?
So these are not indirect, but new members mm-hmm. coming in.
Mm-hmm.
60% have opened a checking account, 50% have gotten a credit card, and 15% have actually gotten a mortgage from that credit union or that FI after they've taken out that student loan for the first time.
So there's value there.
Incredible cross-sell value. Lifetime value, immense.
And the significance of this, I'm sure it's obvious, but I would just want to get your take. The significance of this right now is what?
the significance of which part?
Of offering this type of refi for students coming out of college. I mean,
yeah.
Long-term relationship, I'm assuming?
Oh, no, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And look, I mean, the thing that you're going to be competing with now as a credit union is not necessarily the credit union down the street or the bank down the street. You have all of these new nascent sort of lenders that are coming in that are non-bank lenders that are focusing on member experience and customer experience. And so you need to make sure that you're actually providing that borrower when they're applying with the same type of experience that they're used to getting when they actually get into an Uber or or buy something on Amazon for next day shipping that's instantly in their cart and done. So from a credit union perspective, great opportunity to get them the right product, and you got to make sure you also at the same time are delivering them the right experience. And that's where we come in. We obviously power that.
Yeah, the expectations today or the user experience today has risen to new heights because of Uber and Amazon, Airbnb, all that type of stuff. So, and it sounds like this is what you guys are delivering, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. And that's you hit it on nail on the head. I mean, it's you look at all the other folks that are out there that are doing, you know, great things from a technology perspective. Mm-hmm. There's no reason why credit unions cannot offer that same experience on the lending side and the banking side for them to their members, and partnering with a fintech provider like a LendKey is a way they can easily do it.
Yeah, no doubt. And I want to get back to the student loan debt right now, I guess. You said, how much was it again? $1.4 trillion or something like
that?
$1.6 trillion. Are we at crisis mode now with this? And then where do credit unions come in to help out? Because it sounds like, you know, if you can come in and help refi these things or something like that, and then you get the benefit of having a lifelong member.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah, look, I would say that, you know, there is a student debt issue in the United States, and I would look back, like I said, on the federal government and say you need to figure out how to stop saddling people with as much debt without understanding if they can repay it, right? So I do think that from a responsible financing perspective, lower cost of funds for credit unions coming in, better pricing these loans, obviously adequately for risk, but still being able to go and to do that is a way that they can, I think, be very successful in this market, and their members need it.
Yeah.
There is a gap between, even if you get money from the federal government, there's a gap between what you get and what you need to go to school.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where you either need to have money in the bank, right, to go and pay it, or you need to get a private student loan.
Mm-hmm.
And if the credit union is not going to offer it, that family is going to go to a bank, they're going to go to Sally Mae, they're going to go to Wells Fargo, they're going to go to somebody.
Right. What's the outlook for the rest of the year and going into 2019? Is there any relief in sight for this, or is it just kind of business as usual?
I think pretty much. Look, right now it's business as usual from the, you know, from the government's perspective.
Mm-hmm.
That's not going to slow down at all. I'd say that, you know, the funny thing is, you know, as interest rates rise, you'd expect the refinance market to shrink, like in mortgage, etc. But that's really not the case here. Most student loans are 10-year terms, and when you look at the need of the borrower, they want to extend that term, right? So even if they're actually have equal or maybe even a little bit higher interest rate, that still actually lowers that payment pretty significantly. And, you know, for people that are fresh out of college looking for that relief, that's what they want, right? And it's a great way for the credit union to go and deliver that product for them.
Freeze up the cash so they can spend on a new car or a home like you alluded to. So, oh my goodness, wow. What a pickle for the students, though, but there's relief from a credit union. So there's a win here somewhere in there. So.
No, absolutely. And look, we've done, you know, like I said, about $2.5 billion on behalf of our credit
union. Good for you guys
and this stuff. We've loved doing it. We love partnering with the credit unions, and we think that their mission is great.
Mm-hmm.
And think that they are in the perfect seat to help students and families navigate this crazy process called, you know, financing higher education.
I know. All to get that degree. So, all right, Christian, any final words of wisdom before we wrap up here?
No. The only thing I'd also say is that, you know, currently, and I don't have the stats in front of me, but, you know, you still look at the value of a degree, and you will earn more than not having the degree. So even with debt, et cetera, you look at cash flow, it's all going to be in this Cornerstone report. Happy to get it out.
Okay.
We'll send you a copy.
All right, thank you.
And, yeah, but, you know, want to make sure people are still, you know, looking at that there is significant value in going to school.
So. You heard it there, high school kiddos. Get to college, get an education, get a degree. All right, Christian, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Well done. Good job.